right, so there's a bit of a hubbub right now talking about boat fares, and that's our focus this morning. How do we get to as where make our boat fares fairer? Yes, and also boat travel safer. Remember, we had a similar conversation about this a few days ago. But for starters, let's get to see what all of this is all about. Talking about the protest that's led us to this very, very crucial conversation.
System. Emmanuel Fenibor has come as a messiah to liberate Tumbia, and he has said that let there be fairness in transportation system. Whatsoever that happens to Emmanuel Fenibor will hold Michael John Williams responsible, and the people of Tumbia are in support of Emmanuel Fenibor.
The alternative come and save the community. 400 cities driving, 500 cities driving, nobody stop them. It's what you want from the local government, Shama, is to send us more people to come and drive one, three, three.
But this man came after I started collecting 200, 250. And we're satisfied with that. And we told the other boat union that if this man is satisfied with what is happening, we are not stopping them. They should come out and do their own business. Let it be a business of competition. The masses of the Tumbians will have choice in terms of transportation. The local government chairman is being biased in his judgment.
So that's exactly how economics works. It's a force of demand and supply. You have a demand, right? Somebody is able to meet the supply. Another competitor comes through, maybe offering that same demand, maybe at a fairer rate or higher quality. You then decide. That's the way it's meant to be, right? Now, responding, the spokesperson of the council, Darefa Christopher, said the planned hike in the cost of boat transport in the area was decided at a stakeholders' meeting. Yes, we have stakeholders, they always meet.
The fact is that the action of the council was to nip an impending crisis in Tumbia community. Now, with the emergence of two factional transport unions operating in the same waterfronts of Iwofe and Tumbia community, there were constant frictions and clashes here and there. There should not be two transport unions operating in the same areas. There will be these continued confrontations and clashes here and there. That decision was reached, a unilateral decision.
Now, on any scale, that sounds like a great idea. You want to reduce confrontations, right? Because there are two factions, right? So something has to be done. People have to come together, you know, to, as it were, work out a modality or modalities that will make all and sundry feel inclusive to that particular climate. It's the same thing we have with the telecoms. You have all the very different multinationals who are vying for you. Yes, you, the listener, you, the customer, vying for your Nairas and Kobos to be on their platform. It's not always easy, but, you know, we have to come. That's why we talk about government regulation. We have to come, sit down, and so that we don't have these factions, so that this person doesn't come. And you know how some people can be in this Port Harcourt, in this River State. Ah, it's our place. And then punches, fist cuffs, then ensue, right? That sounds like a good idea, don't you think, right? Now, Emmanuel Fenibor tells correspondent Soibi Oruwa that the community boats have been confiscated by the military stationed in the area on order of the council chairman. Now, this is where this whole bubble seems to have burst.
So they are then the objective and then we should go and bring about our boats if we are not satisfied with the present fare. We try our best to bring our boats. That's why they're collecting 300 there. This has been 7 minutes drive. And when we compare each with your breakers, we have about 15 minutes. They work with us to marry they collect 300 there. So why should our own be different? The resolution of the community was that the two unions should operate and nobody should disturb the other person. He was agreed as the chairman. We are flouting his order. So he now insisted that the army is stationed in Tumbia. So he arrested him.
So, two unions. And I'm curious, this is just me thinking, why do they have to be two unions? Why don't we just have two different companies? Why do we have to have groups? Why was we unionized everywhere, you know, and cause problems? But all of that, you know, it's just questions that have to be answered. Now it's time for you to weigh in on the matter. We're talking about how to improve the boats and boat fares, improve the boat fares and boat safety here in Riverside. We had a similar conversation a few days ago. Now, having listened to this excerpt and obviously hearing and reading some of the reports, the question there is, what exactly do we as the people need to say and do to have these things clarified? Because on one hand, you don't want to have a scenario where you have too many people on a particular boat, right, and risk their safety. It's almost the same thing. No, it is the same thing that we as Rivers people and Nigerians are too used to on our roads. We jam-pack ourselves in taxis and buses in a bid to cost to pay 15 naira, which I have to say is becoming unbecoming. It's not just becoming. No, it's already, it's terrible. Almost 30, 40 years ago, Fela was shouting 49 city, 99 start. We are sitting like, they pack us in like sardines. And you want to have that on the waterways as well? That's one aspect of this conversation. We need to make our boats safer, but we also need to pay fairer. If there is a cheaper alternative, why should people be denied that right to get through those cheaper routes or alternatives? Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jude. Welcome, as always, to where the region has its very best conversations. It's 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. And jump onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Now, if you've seen pictures of the jetty in Tombia, oh my God, it's one of those questions that people ask when we made mention of what should be done. When was the last time these places have had repairs? Now, we're talking about the fares as well. All of these things are part of the factors that will improve the economic activities in these regions. Don't forget, people come to and fro, bringing livestock, bringing fish and things like that, and also taking back, you know, commodities to use, to sell, to trade in their villages, in their local government areas. So we need a better pricing system, something that is fair for everybody. How do we then make this possible? Someone is coming out as being creative. Someone is also coming out as being mindful of the safety concern. Can't we marry both? Can't we marry both? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt, June. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Ibiso from Odeli Road.
Welcome, Ibiso.
Yes, the community, Tunda community is my community. And now this issue on ground, the other man that is taking 250 is helping the community.
That seems
the local government chairman, what I expect from the local government chairman is to provide both for the community. I'll even take 200 or 150. Because what is the local government chairman providing for the Tunda community? Somebody is taking 250. Another person said that no, they want to take 400. It's an open market, Jude. I want the citizens to know who they will patronize, not to use army. Mm. They should not bring Tunde into crisis again. We know what we pass through. Now, we have two unions. And this other guy registered his own this thing with a CAC. This other people, they didn't register. And they don't have permit to operate. Why this guy have permit? The local government chairman should know that these people are operating illegal business in Tombia.
Okay,
so this one is operating illegal business.
Hold on, Ibiso. I need to ask you, sir, we don't veer too far.
Ask me.
What exactly do we need to do to now make these fares know, cheaper for the people of Tombia and Degema as a whole.
Hello?
Did you hear my question?
Okay, ask me.
What do we need to do to make the fares cheaper and fairer for the entire people of Degema? What should we do?
I'm speaking for Tombia, because I'm from Tombia. The thing there is, from Tombia to Ewofe is about 6 minutes or 7 minutes drive. You understand? So, if 200 naira is okay, 250 is okay, but where is the 400 naira, my brother? Just take a walk down the Ewofe water and go to Tombia. Most of people are teachers. If I said maybe weekend, when they are coming for burial, you see a light patronage. But this young man wants to ease his stress. And you say that they should call the 400 naira. Dude, I traveled to my village 2 weeks ago. And when I was coming to the jetty, some of these boys said, Mr. Okay, are you going to Padaka? And they took the money from me. To stop this other guy that is taking 250, they will meet, approach you at the Nigerian Info gate and take that amount from you. And this is what? Instead of you to patronize this move, so this move will just stay there.
Mm.
And to the glory of God, I was even standing there. This other young man, they are both load two times and leave where I am. The local government, the chairman, to come and bring these two parties together that, okay, let us bring people to one union and take such an amount, not to come and inflict a big price on the citizen.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Hector, speaking to us from Rumokoro. Hector, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Thank you. I'm from Tombia.
Yes, please.
I'm a native of Tombia. Now, this crisis started early part of this year. Both union initially were taking 400 and later skyrocketed it to 500.
Mm.
And there come another alternative boat drivers because of the crisis, because people opposed, people cried out against the increment of price. Now, when these alternative boat drivers came, they, you know, fixed their price to 250 naira and 200 naira. And the community is comfortable with it. The community accepted the alternative boat drivers because if you look, you consider the distance between Ewofe waterfront to Tombia, it's less than 10 minutes. The highest you spend is maybe 9-8 minutes. It's just 7-8 minutes drive. So the crisis was still there, and the president and local government chairman came to resolve the issue and invited them. Now, when I was growing up, there was
Hector. We don't have time.
Local government.
Hector, because of the want of time, let's get
let me just make it snappy.
Yes, please.
Now, according to the local government chairman spokesman and their supporters, they said it was agreed on the 400 that there was a resolution. But my question is, if it was generally accepted, why the protest? Why would it have been protest? It means that the resolution, the meeting they held in the Degema local government chairman's office, was not accepted by the people. That is why the protest is still on. That is why the community is protesting. It is not accepted by the majority of the people. Their resolution is against the interest of the majority. 400 naira is too much. From Ewofe JT to Tombia, it's just 7-8 minutes. So they should stop making things difficult for the people. We complain about federal government making things difficult for people. But look, just imagine what local government is doing. The government that is supposed to be the closest arm of government to the people is also creating hardship. And people are supporting them because they are benefiting from the government. We are benefiting from the system. We are close to the system. It is very, very unfortunate, Jude, and the people will not accept it.
All right. So a resolution should be sought after. So far, those are the two comments we've gotten to hear, and both of them in the resident images of Tumbia. My name is Jude. We'll go for a quick commercial. When we come back, more on the subject matter.
Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So, we're back here, right here. Hello, Port Harcourt. Our conversation this morning is all about Tumbia right now and the fairs. Now, there are several factions, and there's, when I mean factions, I'm not talking about those involved. We're talking about the views to the subject matter. On one hand, I've just received a message talking about the cost of running and doing business in Nigeria. But look at how much diesel is. Those engines don't run on air or people's urine. No, they run on diesel. So on one hand, for those larger boats, they will probably need more diesel, costing more money, by the way, to run, to carry out the same services. On the other hand, there is a cheaper alternative. Yes, it's still a diesel engine, but it's a lesser capacity, and so ideally it should carry less people, but quicker across that 6 or 7 minutes boat ride. So, plus or minus, the economic preference of skill should weigh in on the individual. So, if you get there, for an example, and you need to, as you were, get to Tumbia really quickly, and you don't have a lot of money, you should be able to use the cheaper alternative. Or, if you want to wait a little longer, and maybe you want a faster boat with a larger capacity, maybe you have things to carry, fine. You should be able to. At least, that's the theory from the message I just read. My name is Jude. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations. So, how do we make our boat rides safer and cheaper? Fairer rates, that's what everybody wants everywhere in the world. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. When you call us, please do us a huge favor. Do turn down the volume of your radio set so we can enjoy the conversation with you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I am Dr. Sokari.
Good morning, Sokari. You are still close to your radio. Can you step away from your radio?
Okay. I just want to contribute to what is happening.
Yes, please.
Concerning the protest. I'm sorry, we must not politicize everything. The Dagenham local government chairman never imposed any transport fare to the people flying boats at Ewofe to Tumbia. What he did was to settle two warring factions.
Mm.
And I'm surprised. I mean, I'm in a state of bookaboo. I'm hearing people, you know, are playing politics with him. Yes, we are aware that some persons we are giving money to protect against the local government chairman because of the laughable job he's doing, because of the project he's doing here and there. I think if they cannot beat him, they should join him to celebrate his good work. We have never been cutting this happiness in the local government.
Okay, so
let's
for a second, right? Agree that there is some misinformation, but on ground, do you know, do you agree that there are two different groups who are collecting two different fares? And like you said, you brought them, you, they were brought to the table. But some people are still saying that they would prefer to have the freedom to choose what boat to go on to. That's where the problem is.
Now, if you ask me to elucidate on what happened, please. The truth is very limpidious. The limpidity of it is that the local government chairman only settled the warring faction. A warring faction. Let it underline the warring faction. Because life property should be protected in the waterway. And we don't want anything to happen to factions fighting on the sea and as a result, casualty occurs. What this young chairman did was to just settle them, not to to settle them in their feud and mutiny, and never impose any transport fare on anybody. I repeat, anybody.
So, Kyrie, thank you very much. So, more reports. This is why conversations like this is good, because we need to get clarifications. There are going to be divergent views on the subject matter. Once again, I cannot thank enough our correspondent, Soribio Ruwari, for getting down to jetty and having conversations and getting some of the excerpts that you've gotten to listen to in the past hour or two. Now, messages 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Hello, Potak. 93, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome, please.
A leader calling from Europe.
Welcome, go on, please.
Hello?
Yes, go on, we can hear you. Go on, leader. We can hear you. Go on.
Okay, I want to contribute to the discussion that is on.
Yes, how do we
make it? I think I was privileged to be in Zambia. I'm from Zambia also.
Okay.
And I find out why this group is taking 200 naira. And they said this young man that brought the goods, one day came home, and everything in the community was high. They were buying beer at 250, they were buying beer at 500. So he now find out, and decided to bring goods. Is it bad for people to do good in our country now?
That's not the issue. The issue now here is how do we make it safer?
That people will begin to gang up against this man that has come to help the community, his community for that matter.
Okay, all right. Like, once again, so we don't get flooded by our emotions and not as we're still on track on the conversation. The conversation is not about whether he did or didn't. Once again, all of these are perceptions. The aim of every businessman is to make money. That's the truth. Now, there is an option, according to the stories available to us. There is an option. But the question is, how do we make this option safer and also more feasible in the long term? That's the question. So on one hand, you have people saying, oh, look, oh, it's meant to be this amount because diesel is this expensive, oh, diesel is this, oh, people need to do this, oh, we too, we have families, oh, so maybe that's why there's an increase in the cost. That makes sense. And someone says, well, I agree, it's expensive, but can't we have a smaller system and use less less diesel and so charge less? That is also a great idea. So this person listening and speaking to you is asking, can't we marry the two? But on the bigger scale, can't we make the place even safer? Because if you've seen pictures of that jetty, yeesh, that's all I can say. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling from Aboni, man. Young.
Welcome, Young.
Hey, the truth is, exactly the same thing happened in Abuja local government. As I'm talking to you from Abuja to Port Harcourt, it's as far as 10 times from there to water side. But Abuja to Port Harcourt, my trade is 500 naira. Do you know what happened? The local government brought cars, they brought luxurious buses. No private motor again. So if the council chairman, feels he wants to undo the other people, they should bring both. Bring the price later. Let it be 100 naira. So that this other man will go in.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Clarence Acho says, stop the politics in the business and let the business be business. Don't let your people feel they don't know what is right for them. The local government should employ development to help sustain the environment. If I'm a community chief or leader, if I'm in government or the government, the community itself should be able to petition anyone that's not working for the benefit of others. Okay, all right, in Nigeria, even when something is easier, some greedy set of Nigerians will still make it hard for the difficult, make it hard or difficult for the poor masses. Okay, interesting. How do we make boat travel cheaper and safer following this recent protest? 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt, good morning.
Brian, good morning. Good morning. My name is Gift Sporin, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Gift.
Yeah, Dio, I want to get my own opinion. Like, if you come to Port Harcourt, you see like a taxi driver. You also have boats, and the boat is cheaper and comfortable. Taxi drivers are not complaining. They are not saying people have 2 million. The man just stand up to make fair, affordable for the common people because of the way the economy. Then the local government chairman just stand up. I think the local government chairman should buy cars, boats, and tell people to go free to Columbia. You should stop bringing factions. It's not good.
Because
people are suffering.
I think it's very clear. A lot of people would like an easier alternative. And just like my colleague Andrew had made mention of having had time or opportunity to try and place calls and interactive sessions with the chairman and also the man involved. Who knows? Maybe both parties will honor our invitation so that next week we can all sit down round table here in front of the people so that, as always, we will discuss, have conversations for development. Wilson speaking to us from Port Harcourt. Hello, Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Jude, the people of Big Man, the government, are highly excited of the chairman we have spoken. In less than 1 month, the chairman bought 2 gunboats, knew the price of gunboats. 2 gunboats to fly the waterways of Big Man, the government. I am not a spokesperson, but it is the truth. He is performing. But I believe that he only went there to resolve a pending problem. So calling the chairman that he paid 400 naira on there is false. 92.3 is highly respected media house in good state. Please, can you go there and find out?
We did.
I got the information that he went there to settle them, not for them to have problems. The two unions. We understand.
Totally do. And Wilson, for the sake of clarity, we're gonna play the excerpts, right, from the interviews that were conducted from all parties involved, all right, so that you can see that the conversation has not and will never be one-sided. But Wilson, thank you very much for raising your concerns. It's always appreciated.
Thank you
very much. All right, so let's quickly do that, particularly for those who didn't join in the conversation. Yes, there was a protest, and some people were saying, oh, the protest was sponsored. Okay, we're going to find out eventually. But the question is, what was the genesis and how was it resolved? What were the retorts? What were the questions raised? What were the scenarios raised? Were they valid? Are there issues that should have immediate responses and maybe, just maybe, another round of conversation, you know like the sit down round table. I like the round table format of having conversations. It makes a lot of sense. All right, so now let's get to listen to the protest, all right, for the sake of clarity, by the way.
The fact is that the action of the council was to nip an impending crisis, okay, in Dumbia community.
Okay.
Now, with the emergence of two factional transport unions operating in the same waterfront. fronts of Iwofe and the Tumbia community, there were constant frictions and clashes here and there. There should not be two transport unions operating in the same areas. There will be these continued confrontations and clashes here and there. That decision was reached, a unilateral decision.
So, the idea, once again, to have crisis talks, crisis management, I think it's a very welcome one. It makes sense. Why would you want to go through the stress and challenges of, always trying to undo each other when there is an option to sit down, dialogue, and say, you know what, why don't we, go this way? But some people said, well, this is not what we want. This is what we think should just happen. Just let people, as it were, choose.
We, the people of Tumbia, we are disappointed at the LGA chairman, Michael John Williams. He has come to impose price on us, on the transportation system. Emmanuel Fenibo has come as a messiah to liberate Tumbia, and he has said that let there be fairness in transportation system. Whatsoever that happens to Emmanuel Fenibo will hold Michael John Williams responsible. And the people of Tumbia are in support of Emmanuel Fenibo.
The alternative to come and save the community. 400 service driving, 500 service driving, nobody stop them. It's what you want from the local government, Shama, is to send us more people to come and drive 150.
But this man came after I started collecting 200, 250. And we're satisfied with that. And we told the other boat union that if this man is satisfied with what is happening, we are not stopping them. They should come out and do their own business. Let it be a business of competition. The masses of the Tumbians will have choice in terms of transportation. The local government chairman is being biased in his judgment.
All right, so now now you've gotten to hear from both sides. So is it a question of being biased, or there was a resolution? Maybe that resolution hasn't taken effect just yet. And then, someone sent a message earlier on, and I asked the question, can't we marry both of them? It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to marry. This is how it ought to work, all right? So more people come into a place to start the business, it means competition is on the uprise, right? And then regulation makes it fair for all and sundry to participate. So if one person decides that, oh, okay, I have a smaller car or I have a bigger bus or whatever it is, so I'll charge this and this based on what I have, that should then be left with the customer, with the consumer, to say, okay, I have this, I have that. Let me try this. And then, are we still just looking at the price, or are we forgetting that there's an issue of safety to also be implemented? Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. I am Doris calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Doris.
There is one issue that is not passing to the farmer here. These other people are carrying overload, people who charge pushes or something like that.
No, he didn't say. I have not heard him say that, so I cannot agree or consent to that.
During crossfire.
Hello.
During crossfire.
Yes, Doris.
He said so. That they are carrying excess passengers. So if that is the case, the safety of the people, not a paramount interest also.
So safety is of importance as well as the fare, right? So that's our question. Why can't we have both of them? Why can't we make the people of Tumbia feel safe when they travel, and also have that safety come at a fair price? Management 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. What's that? Good morning. I thought it was a birthday song was going to come up. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Eric. I'm calling for body.
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, I think it's the same situation that we're seeing here in Bonny. Those transporters, they normalize the way they are treating passengers anyhow.
Okay.
You know, so they are being threatened by any other person that arises to come and, you know, compete with them. Hello?
I've listened to you, Eric. We're listening to you.
Yeah, so any person that can do the business better, I feel that person should go and compete with them. Let the onus now lies on the passengers to choose which boat to use. Because you cannot imagine to drive you away from the side and go to the head of the sea. Engine gets problem. That one, no, it's not their fault. It can happen to anybody. But for them to call for transfer backup, they will not do that. They will keep passengers on the sea for hours. You know, so these passengers, drivers, they are not doing well. If there can be
Eric, have you ever been stranded on the seas before? Have you ever been stranded on the seas before?
Hello?
Have you ever been stranded on the seas before?
There was one day I stayed in the sea for almost 4 hours.
Really?
45 minutes journey. You know, I said I was rushing to come back. I could not make it that day because what I was going for, I couldn't meet up because of the problem of the driver. The driver, it took me 20 minutes from Bonny to Dodge Island. Sorry, on airport. But from Bonny to Dodge Island, we spent almost 3 hours. So the boat drivers, they are not doing well. There are somebody that wants to even come and start competing with them here in Bonny. If that guy would do that, then I'll be very happy with him because this is what they need.
Okay, competition. Healthy competition is what we all need. All right, messages now. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Since the local government chairman can pronounce 400, you should also have the same power to reverse it. When growing up, I used to hear low-cost bulls provided by local government, and I'm sure the present chairman can also attest to it. For me, welfare for Totumbia is less than 10 minutes. I wonder why the Digimel local government chairman would want to make things difficult for Totumbia at this hard time. Any resolution that's not in the interest of the people is draconian. Okay. Draconian, Hector says. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. All right. The only way we can make this means of transportation cheap and safe is that it needs not to be privatized. And even if the government should have a solid safety standard of its operation. Derson Amakri says, let the Minister of Transportation bring out what he has in his profile towards his ministry. Were it not favoring us, then our suggestions would make headway. Otherwise, every suggestion, wow, the German enemy is coming out, goes nowhere, market. Derson Amakri. All right, thank you all very much, as always, for your comments and contribution on the subject matter.